Dr. Summer Roy, Dick Dinkley, from Ms. Brenda English. Today's date is 1/5/18/2013. Patient is a 61-year-old Afro-American female, comes to the clinic with number one, elevated hemoglobin A1C of 7.7. Number two, creatinine 1.07. Number three, moderate left IC stenosis. Number four, wants prescription refills. Number five, diabetes mellitus with chronic renal insufficiency. Number six, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease / chronic renal insufficiency. Number six, coronary disease status was CABG, May 2012. Number seven, diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy. Number eight, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She's Dr. Weinberger, W-E-I-N-B-U-R-G-E-R. Number eight, low back pain. Number nine, osteoporosis of the L-spine. Number 10, L-spine spondylosis. Number 11, polypharmacy. Number 12, left IC stenosis, moderate. Number 13, fatty liver disease. Number 15, hiatal hernia. Number 16, LVH/mitral regurgitation. Number 17, venous insufficiency. Number 8, osteoporosis. Number 19, anemia chronic disease. Number 20, hypothyroidism. Number 21, COPD. Number 21, former smoker. The patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Her sugar is elevated. Her creatinine is much better. It was much higher. She's no longer sees, hasn't seen Dr. O'Donovan, O-D-O-N-O-V-N, for a while. She was seeing Dr. Walker for her bipolar disorder, but she hasn't seen him in a while. She missed a few appointments, and he will not see her. We'll try to get an appointment through our clinic. She checks her sugars four times a day. Sugars between 170 to 190 to 124. I want to go ahead and start her on some metformin, 500 milligrams of ER, 1 puke a day. We'll recommend a diabetic diet and encourage her to follow a diabetic diet and be compliant with the medications. I'm going to refill her prescriptions, Lasix, levothyroxine, and Cymbalta. She denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of mild medication, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ears, runny nose, no focal motor, sensitive diaphysis, no skin rashes, skin lesions, abdominal pain, no polydipsia, polyuropathy, heat of bone tolerance, period. For further recommendations, see clinic note in chart. I'm reluctant to, she's on Seroquel XR for her two pills a day. I'm reluctant to fill that prescription for her since I'm not a psychiatrist. We'll try to get her to go see Dr. Walker. We'll try to get an appointment. This is Dr. Summer Wade. You can come get a clinic note from Ms. Brenda English, period. She's to continue taking her Synthroid for her thyroid disease. She's to continue her Pravacol. She seems to be tolerating it okay with no muscle aches or pains or arthralgia. She's to continue her vitamin D for a vitamin D deficiency. I will check a Chem-7 today and a C-peptide level. This is Dr. Summer Wade. You can come get a clinic note from Ms. Brenda English, end of dictation.